Stop! No. Gurn, stop it! No, I'm tired and I want to go to bed, Gurn!
No.
You're gonna break the bed!
I love that.
You're gonna wake the kids.
Armpit attack!
Stop it! Stop!
Look, it's been a hard day at the office and I like to relax by abusing my wife. Is that so wrong? Oh, come on! Ouch! Okay, truce.
Oh, you're weird.
Wake the kids, by the way. Are they still up? Wait, weird?
Hard day at the office? You have a home office. And yeah, we have the neighbor's kids for a sleepover.
Why do people always assume that having a home office makes work easy? And sleepover, isn't Tyler being punished?
Because you don't have to commute. You come home anytime you want. It's weird.
But when I'm there, I'm working just as hard as if I were commuting to Emeryville or wherever. Look, can we get back to the sleepover? I thought we were teaching Tyler to be less disobedient.
Remember last Friday?
I remember the blissful night when you and I...
Right, right. Yeah. Right. Oh, that 5 minutes of joy was because your kids were being taken care of by someone else.
Right.
Tonight, we're reciprocating.
Gotcha.
We have Jack and Jenny.
Knock it off! Go to sleep! Weird?
Huh?
You called it weird. That seems like an odd choice of words.
Well...
Just tell me, is this a thing?
Oh, no, it's not a thing.
I mean, it sounded like a thing.
You have a high-tech lab that I've never seen. That I cannot talk about because you can't talk about it. It's sponsored by a mysterious benefactor who I don't know, and I'm pretty sure you don't know.
No, wait, I know his name. I just have never met him.
And it's all in our basement, below the kitchen where we eat breakfast, below our bedrooms and the bedrooms of our children and our cat.
Do you like our house?
Gurn.
Do you love these vaulted ceilings in our bedroom? Do you love the light that the floor-to-ceiling windows lets in? I know you do, because I remember how enthusiastically they were received.
I don't love them more than our children. What happens if they get hold of a deadly chemical something or other? Oh, be quiet! If I have to come in there, you're all in big trouble!
That's not gonna happen. Even if they knew how to get past the locked and coded access door, there are no hazardous chemicals.
Explosives?
You know I can't talk about my job.
Oh, my God! There are explosives down there!
I didn't say that.
You didn't not say it. So you're willing to blow up our kids for vaulted ceilings?
No. But for car insurance, life insurance, college tuition, health benefits, 401k, and good education, yes, 1,000 times yes. Remember when Ellie broke her arm? Mm-hmm. At the same time, Tyler had to do all those tests. I mean, thank God it was okay. But thank God we could afford to do it. Where would we have been if we were out of pocket?
Up a certain creek.
Like your brother.
Hey.
Hey, that's not a knock against him. A lot of people are struggling nowadays. Just not all of them choose to live in a swamp.
Stop with my brother. I get it.
My point is we do what we do to get by and provide. We're lucky.
Fair enough. But still, I just don't look forward to blowing up.
I understand. Listen, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but I am a genius. Oh, my God! If you kids don't shut up! Look, I am coming down there with some duct tape and rags and gag all of you! Do you understand me? Where was I?
I'm a genius.
Right, fine. Okay, aside from not understanding or being able to control my awful children, who I love, I am a genius. Okay, lady, laugh all you want, but I am a pioneer in a very specific field. And Betty, I'm extremely careful about how I work. Every precaution is taken. I love you guys more than anything. I work with the knowledge that your life is in my hands.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I love you.
I know. Any particular reason why you bring this up right now?
No.
Did I mention geniuses are very insightful?
It's nothing. I took care of it.
Betty.
I caught Tyler messing around with the key code on the
what?
On the vaulted door, but I stopped him, Gurn. I stopped him before he
the
even
boy is out of control.
He's a 10-year-old boy. It's a mysterious door to what he's pretty sure is a top-secret lab.
Listen. I just had this conversation with him about privacy. I just told him.
Wait, where are you going?
To have a talk with him.
No, you're not. You are not. Gurn, you get back in bed.
Fine.
They're quiet now, anyway.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh. Just, you know, I can't stand it when they're raising a ruckus, but I get more worried when they're quiet.
Oh. Good night.
Good night.
Daddy?
Yeah, going back to bed, sweetie.
I don't want to play robot anymore. I don't want to play robot anymore. I don't like it.
Wait, what? Oh, Ellie.
What's going on? Oh, my God! What the hell is that?
Hi, Mama!
Oh, Gurn!
Betty, wait!
Oh, Gurn! There's a giant machine in our room!
Yeah!
What is it?
Are you okay, Mama? Did you have a bad dream?
Mama? Gurn?
Yeah?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that you know something about this.
I suspect my lecture about privacy could have been better.
Ellie, you idiot! I told you not to tell Mom and Dad!
The giant robots in our bedroom? Those are our children, aren't they?
Automatons.
Oh, I'm sorry. The giant automatons in our bedroom? Those are our children, aren't they?
Yeah.
Now we're in trouble.
First things first, do you kids feel okay? Are you all right?
Off the charts, rad! Watch what happens when I spit.
That was my flat screen.
Don't spit, Tyler. It's rude.
Sorry.
I was still making payments on that.
Ellie, are you okay?
This is as fun as it looks.
Okay, if you say so. Wait. Where are Jack and Jenny?
Come on in, guys! Hi, Mrs. Steadfast.
I only see one robot. Where's Jenny?
Automaton.
Right here. Thanks for having us over, by the way.
Oh! It has two heads. Of course.
Hey, on the upside, now you know what my work is about.
I am not laughing, Gurn.
But you know what? Maybe you should.
What?
The kids are fine. You feel fine, right, kids?
Yeah!
Which means it works! Son of a bitch, my life work is a success, yeah!
Teddy said swears, swear jar!
I will put a flippin' flappin' $1 billion in the swear jar, sweetie, because it works! The audacity, the ambition! Don't create AI. Transpose human consciousness into the machine itself. I am a genius. Do you know what this means for the human race? Quadriplegics can walk again for starters, just for starters.
Why would they want to look like that?
No, these are just beta models. Looks were irrelevant, so I went with classic 50s sci-fi.
Huh.
But I did it!
Congratulations, Mr. Steadfast. Yeah, Dad!
I am become Nobel Prize! High five, Tyler! Oh! Ow, that's hard.
So you're not mad at me?
Oh, I'm furious! You will be punished severely. Tibetan monks will have more of a social life than you, and your head won't stop spinning till you go to college. But you will get to go to college.
Me too?
You too! And Jack and Jenny, you too. College tuition is on me.
don't really want to go to college.
But we'll discuss that later. Oh, man! What a night! Let's celebrate with sandwiches.
It is great. Now, will Mr. Nobel Prize be a dear and put the consciousness of the children back in their bodies? You're kidding.
These were beta tests. They weren't meant to be used on humans.
Well, can't you just go down and put the thingy in reverse?
Betty, that's ridiculous.
That's the ridiculous part?
You mean we're stuck this way?
I can't share a body with my sister for the rest of my life. I don't really like her.
I don't want to have six legs anymore.
What's everyone so upset about? So we become a robot team and fight crime? That's cool, right? Tell you this, I do want to go beat up Jim Cooper before you put me back in my body. You can fix this, right, Dad?
Can you, Mr. Steadfast?
Of course. Of course I can. May take some time.
Are you scared, Ma?
No, Ellie, no. Not at all, and you shouldn't be scared either. Dad's going to fix this. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. This is fun, but I can't feel anything, and I don't want to play robot anymore tonight.
I'll fix you, honey. I will.
They can't feel?
I'm sorry, Betty. I am so sorry.
What is that?
The alarm! Oh, man. A silent alarm notifies the home office unless I'm there to give them the password. I forgot! They must think there's been a break-in.
Go, go, go!
They're surrounding the house.
Get away from the window!
But the whole wall is windows.
Then hide!
But I'm 10 feet tall!
Well, duck down! I'll take care of this.
Those are top-of-the-line Hummers!
With cannons on them?
No, those are 50-caliber machine guns. But that one there is a police assault vehicle called a Bear. That might have a cannon.
Watch our flanks!
Cool!
Everybody! Back off! I'll take care of this. Hello? Hi? Hey! Hey, I'm very sorry, but this has all been a misunderstanding. I forgot to phone in the password. I was working late tonight. But anyway, the password is AWESOME1. That's awesome with a capital A and the number one.
Gun Steadfast, you have breached your contract with Gabriel Edgar Wesch, thus rendering it null and void.
Password is AWESOME1.
Pursuant to the language of the contract which you signed upon employment, criminal charges will be brought against you and any involved immediately, and ownership of all equipment, research, and otherwise is now property of Mr. Gabriel Edgar Wesch.
Password is AWESOME1.
Go, go, get down!
No, but I was working late in the lab.
The company has monitored the situation, sir.
You were spying on me?
The faceless benefactor's a bad guy. I'm stunned.
At least he's not British Petroleum.
Huh.
I see. Well, then you know there's a bit of a situation.
What kind of car is that, Tyler?
Oh my gosh! That's a 1961 Ferrari 250 GT SWB California Spider!
It's pretty.
There were only 36 ever made!
That would be my boss.
Gern Steadfast.
That's me.
Nice to meet you. First time I've ever met someone by bullhorn. New one on me.
Yes, sir. Me too.
Sorry for all the sturm und drang, but my lawyers and private military are very efficient. We can lose the helicopter and, hey, not too close to the car, okay? So, Mr. Steadfast... My judgment of talent remains at 100%. I'm very pleased. I saw from our closed-circuit recording that we had a breakthrough this evening, even if it was a bit unconventional.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Let's see them.
Gern, no!
He can't hurt them, Betty. The fabric is bulletproof titanium alloy capable of withstanding the shock of 7,000 pounds per square inch and heat well over 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Kids? Come on over.
Beautiful work, Mr. Steadfast. Whimsical design.
Dad, I don't like this guy.
Tyler, I hate you for doing this. Mom, I'm scared.
I'm here for you, Ellie.
One question for you, Gern. Why did you choose children in the beta test?
What? Oh, no. No, that was not my idea. No, see, that's the problem. My kids and their friends, they snuck into the lab. This was all an accident. So yes, the good news is it works, but I need a few weeks to figure out how to reverse the process. You know, get the kids back into their bodies.
I find it's best keeping work and family separate.
Yeah, that's true. It's a juggling act. It can be hard.
Gurn, I'm going to waive the criminal charges.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And have a severance check for you here?
I understand. Again, I apologize.
I think you'll find it very generous.
Sir?
Hopefully an 8-figure sum will be enough.
I don't understand.
I've come for what's mine.
No, but see, these are my children and their friends.
I don't care about what's in the house. Just the basement. Give me my property now, or I'll take it.
Mama, don't let them take me! I don't want to go! Me neither!
Don't worry, Jenny. I won't let them take you. I'm sorry! Dad, I'm really sorry!
I know, Ty, I know. Don't worry about it. Ellie, no one's taking you anywhere. Jack! You're a good brother.
What are you going to do, Gurn?
Hey! I know this is an inconvenient mix-up, and I'm sorry, but I can fix it. Leave the kids alone and take me. I could duplicate this for you in a matter of months.
Gurn, everything I need from you, I've already downloaded to a hard drive somewhere. Your value to me is now simply a few gigabytes.
Well, you're not taking my kids. I mean, it's as simple as that.
General, burn the house, take the prototypes, kill what's left.
What?
Mom! Dad! Mommy, no!
Mom! Dad! Are you okay?
Oh.
Betty.
I'm okay.
Tyler, you saved our lives.
Does this mean I'm not grounded?
No. I might shave off some time, though.
Oh, I smell smoke.
They're burning the downstairs. We're trapped.
They're coming.
Betty, plug your ears.
What?
Just do it. Ellie, remember how we asked you to use your indoor voice and not scream?
Uh-huh.
Well, just forget that. Scream like you never screamed before. Tyler, spitting is rude, but now would be a very good time to be rude. Very rude!
Mr. Steadfast, should we use our howitzers?
Sure!
Me too, Daddy!
You too, Ellie!
You weaponized our 5-year-old daughter?
Yeah, pretty handy at the moment, huh?
Oh.
Tell your men to stand down!
What?
Mr. Steadfast, they're gone! His devoted army hightailed it! The only person out there is your jackass boss hiding under his car! I think they ran!
Damn right they did!
Damn right!
Tyler, pick up your mom and I and jump down to the lawn. Come on, kids. We're going to go talk to my boss.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Ty, put me down. Listen, Mr. Wesh. I know we had a deal and I'm sorry for this accident, but that's what it is. An accident. And nobody. Nobody threatens my kids.
And who do you think you are that you're so above everything?
Who do you think you are? Is that what money does to you? If so, you could take that 8 figures and shove it right up your ass. Now I'm taking my kids, and I'm going to fix what I did. And if you ever come near me or my family again, come on, guys. Let's go.
Where will we go?
I was thinking your brother is pretty well off the grid, right? He have room for 3 giant robots?
He does live in a swamp. Gurn, they burned our house down.
I know, baby. I know.
The kids? Does that mean...
They're still with us, Betty.
Oh.
Let's not draw their attention to the fact that they can't go back. We'll hop a train, go to your brother's, then figure out what to do next.
Okay. Kids, Kids, you were all great back there. Very brave and very explosive. I mean, you blew up everything real good. Except for the car.
I just couldn't bring myself to do it. It's such a beautiful machine.
God damn it! Good girl, Ellie.